Yes. Labor didn't attend the shir in the morning, wasn't chayzer. So that's what Rav says, but he says it's right. That the Rosh Hashanah Gamliel was making on the Mishnah, that Sufik Muchin is mutter, it's only mutter the Yisraf Tilta to touch it. But eating it, Avad Ritzasa. Meitz, I have a kash from this now. Nochri Shehevi Doirin Li Yisrael, a guy that comes to give the Jew a present on Yom Tov. Afilo Dogim, even if he gives you nice fish, Hamafumis, he gives you dog Mafumis Rashi Lachim, that gives you nice fresh fish. It gives you a fruit that are very fresh, looks like it was picked off the tree today. You should know maturin. You should know still you're allowed to eat this fish, you're allowed to eat the fruit. That's what the Brisa says. And it says maturin, akopar, mutter. Labdaf eating it, it says mutter. So Rashi says, this Brisa has to go according to Rabbi Gamliel, because here it's a good suffix. It's a nice fresh fish, it's a nice fresh apple. It's possible the guy first pulled the apple off the tree today. If the guy pulled the apple off the tree today on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it, a Jew, because it's muksa. Even though there's no issur pulling it off, the guy did it, but I call upon him it's muksa. At the beginning of Yom Tov, the apple was on the tree, it was muksa. Now in the middle of Yom Tov, you pulled it off, it remains muksa. Or else the fish, who did it? The guy caught the fish today, it's muksa. If he caught it yesterday, you're allowed to eat it. So it's a suffix. So the Brisa says mutarin. So it has to go according to Shimon Gamliel that says suffix muchin is mutar. Now, Bishlei Malaman Diyama Mutarun Kabel Shapir. According to Rav, it says you're allowed to accept it. It's very good. So Rashi says Shapir. V'yafagav Lav Sofaku Elavade Muksik Lameima Dematav Tzulei. Right. Like the Kasha is going to be here. Here it says clearly Operis Bnei Yoyman. Here it says Bnei Yoyman. You know for sure these fruits were pulled off the tree today. So that's going to be the more assuming that's the kasha, that's going to be a kasha anyway. Even according to Shimon Gamliel, it's going to be a kasha. Because he was only makel on a suffix. If you don't know for sure it was caught today or yesterday, but if you know for sure it was picked off the tree today, lechur for sure should be usher. So that's the gemara's going to ask the kasha soon. But our co-partner, Medib Brisa, said that even the fruits that came off the tree today, still it's mutter. So the gemara says, Bishlem, if you want to tell me that Rav, that it's only mutla kavala tilto shapir, you get away with it, at least the Azamina. Maybe this man the Yom holds so far, even you could touch the fruits. Even though the guy pulled off the apple off the tree today, really it should be muksa. Good, he's make for some reason you could move it, you could touch it. Elo le man the Yom mutarim beachila, but according to the man the Yom, according to Levi, that says you even allowed to eat it. So this Bryce the Chur means you're allowed to eat the apple. For the Gemara, Peiret b'nei Yoimon, Mishare b'achila. Nobody holds so far that apples that were came off the tree today on Yom Tov, it's muksa. And for sure, nobody's making achila in such a case where it's vadai, muksa. If Shimon Gamliel was only making on a suffix, mukhinana. But when you know for sure the apple first came off the tree today, for sure it's muksa. How could you be making? So Gemara says, L'taymech, according to you anyway, it's shver. L'taymech, Peiret b'nei Yoimon. This brisa that says fruits that the guy picked off the tree today on Yom Tov, it's mutter. So you want to say, according to Rav, you can understand it. Rav says mutter means mutter betiltel. For the Gemara Mishari, is Mishari betiltel? Is it even mutter betiltel? Because we know that locher is an apple that was on the tree at the beginning of Yom Tov, it's mutter. It's muksa. It's also even betiltel. Because the beginning of Yom Tov, it was on the tree, you couldn't get it. It was Mesiach Das. It's muksa. So now when it comes off, a guy pulls it off on Yom Tov, for sure it's muksa, you can't touch it. So anyway, there's a kash on his brisa. Like nobody l'chura holds, where you know for sure that apples came off today, it should be mutter. So anyway, something is wrong with his brisa. So more says, Ela bekavri diadimi, upeiri dikvishi, biyakur askinim. So Rashi says, Ela bekavri diadimi rashi adumim, shaloi nos lechon, that the red fish, and loi nos lechon means its wetness, freshness didn't go away yet. No, it just means it's fresh fish. Doesn't really mean you know for sure it was caught today. When you pulled off the apple off the tree, right away you were tom and you hit it, you put it underneath in vegetables. In order that it should be preserved, that its lechus, its wetness, freshness not go away. Kids, you preserve these. So therefore, it was like picked off for sure Erev Yom Tov. The fish was caught Erev Yom Tov. You just did something to make it look nice.
So Rashi says, Vahani vade mukhininu. These then are for sure prepared before Yom Tov. It's the food. The Nikorin Shemer of Yom Tov Hain. It's Nikor that these fruits were picked off the tree Erev Yom Tov, or the fish was caught Erev Yom Tov. Therefore, Vyashminon. So what's the Chiddush of this Braisa then? What is this Braisa letting us hear? If the fish and the apples were picked off yesterday, so for sure you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat food on Yom Tov. If a guy gives you a fish, for sure you can eat it. Vyashminon. Note the Chiddush of this Braisa is Vashminon. Even though these apples look, they were preserved. They look, they were first picked off today. That's the Chiddush. We're not afraid of Marasayin. So that's the Chiddush here. Sounds very good. Then this Bryce is not a riot to Rav, it's not a riot to Levi. Here Taka Mutar means Mamish Mutar Bachil according to everybody. Because these fruits were really picked off yesterday. And the whole Chiddush is, even though it looks so fresh, like today, we don't make a Mara sign out of it to say that people see eating it, they'll think you're allowed to eat apples that came off the tree today. That's the Chiddush. We don't make a Mara sign here. But Mikra Din is Poshet, why it's Mutar? Because the guy gave you fruit or fish that came from yesterday. For the more of Yamai Korulu bin a Yoyman, if so, why do we call it fresh stuff? Today's fruits. Teretzis Shane Kane bin a Yoyman. They look so fresh, they look as if it's today's fruits. Omar Rav Popper says like this. Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Nochri Shehevi Dorin Li Yisrael b'Yom Tov. If a goy comes and gives you a present on Yom Tov. Im Yesh Meyoisi Hamin B'Mechubor. If these type of fruits are still on the tree, it's still in season right now, he gave you a cucumber. And now is the season for cucumbers to grow, so you have to be afraid. Maybe it was growing at the beginning of Yom Tov, and he first picked it off today. The halacha is Asr. It's Asr. Why? Because Sufik Muchin, like we passed before, is Asr. So therefore, since it's possible it was on the tree or growing at the beginning of Yom Tov, it's in season right now, you have to be afraid maybe the guy first pulled it off today. Sufik Muchin, Sufik Muxer is Asr. Us even Betiltel. Ula Arev, Nami Asurin, Huadin at night time, right after Yom Tov, it's still Asr to eat it or to touch it. Bechteshi Yasu, you're not allowed to have, him stamps Asr to eat it. And now I'd have enjoyment from it as long as it would take you to go to the fields and pick off this fruit. In other words, we don't want you to have any enjoyment from a maisa navera that happened on Yom Tov. Because if we'll let you have the enjoyment out of it, we're afraid you'll go and do it. You'll go tell a guy to pick it off on Yom Tov. It's kedai for you. Let the guy pick it off for you on Yom Tov. So even though you're not going to be able to eat it today, but right after Yom Tov, the second after, you'll be able to eat it. Like this, you're going to have to wait till you go down to the fields and pick it off yourself. So we're afraid maybe you tell a guy to do it for you. Therefore, the halacha is that if a guy does give you such a fruit that he picked off the tree today, you're not allowed to eat it until after Yom Tov, the same amount of time will take you also to get it. So it's not called you having any enjoyment from the action that happened on Yom Tov. Therefore, we're not afraid you come to tell the guy to do it. What about the Yemein? Mayoisi Amin B'Mechuber. Let's say it's not the season right now. Now's not the season for apples. So you know for sure, guy gives you an apple today, for sure was picked off the tree before Yom Tov. So chura muksa, it's not muksa. The halacha is like this. Toichat chum mutter. If the guy is toichat chum, then we say weiter, it's mutter. You're allowed to have enjoyment. Anything toichat chum, you're allowed to have enjoyment. It's not called muksa-like. Chutzlet chum, let's say he brought it, chutzlet chum, then takrit sosa. Because you yourself can't walk chutzlet chum, so it's called out of your range. It's like muksa. You can't have no. You have no right to have enjoyment from it. So Rashi says chutzlet chum asurin. Lo shemati tam makuba bedover. Rashi didn't hear exact reason why not. What's wrong? They get to mail sometimes if they bring you a letter or they bring you a package that comes chutzlet chum. What's wrong with it? Di mishum muksa. If it's also muksa, am I mutal Yisrael acher? We'll soon see. Let's finish the Gemara. V'habo b'shvil Yisrael zeh mutal Yisrael achah. That's the halacha. If the guy brings you a present from chutz l'tchum, he brings you apples that you know he had to travel, bring it far away, the halacha is for the Jew that he brought it for, that person it's aser. But for the other people it's mutter. Heis v'habo b'shvil Yisrael zeh was brought for this one Jew, for Reuven, mutal Yisrael achah. Other Jews, other people will not eat it. Just the person that it was brought for is not allowed to. That's what Rashi says. Well, what's the reason here? If you want to say it's muksa, the swear would be, since it's out of the tchum, you can't go there, so you don't think about those fruits the beginning of Yom Tov. Like, you can't get there. So it should be muksa. See, if so, even for another Jew, it should be usher. Why only for Reuven that it was brought for, it should be usher for anybody.
V'mishum shenasa bo yisa b'shviloi, elomai, it was done, and yisa was done. Like, you're not come chustachum. So a goy did a malacha like, he did this avera. And for the goy, it's not a malacha, but it's called a malacha was done for the Jew, that it was carried chustachum, in came l'yisrael nami yosser. Even for another Jew, it should be yosser. Because l'maisa, an avera was done. This package came chustachum. The nochri shidlik yasaneh b'shabbos, if a goy lights a light on Shabbos, and he does it, Titnan we learned, in Bishril Yisrael, if a guy comes into the house and puts on the lights for you, is Osir. You're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. There's no difference between you and your chaver. Your chaver also can't have enjoyment from it. If a guy does the malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from it, whether it's you or another Jew. See, if you want to say chutz tzachum, the yitzir is, because the guy did a malacha for you, so again, it should be Osir for everybody. Why only for the person it was brought for? Rashi says that this issa to go chusat chum, it's only the rabbanon that kiss. It's not also the raisa. So therefore, since it's an issa the rabbanon and a guy did it like a shvus to shvus, it's enough that the rabbanon should ask it only for the person that it was brought for. Mashenke, for the other person, the rabbanon didn't go to asa. Then Rashi says another pshat, tamacha nearly. We're afraid that if a guy brings it to you, so you must not know the guy, so we're afraid maybe you told the guy again to do it next Shabbat to come and bring it for you again. That's why for you yourself that he brought it to, we don't let you have enjoyment. Because we're afraid you yourself are going to go tell the guy, do it again next week. So you, we say nothing doing. Mashenka and your friends that don't know the guy, there's no gzera the other people tell the guy, do it again next Shabbos. Therefore, the people are mutter, just you, the one the guy brought it for you it's also to have enjoyment. Because we're afraid maybe you come to tell the guy next Shabbos, or next Yom Tov, next Shabbos, to do it again. Makoponim, that's the reason here, that it's also for you, mutter for the people. Okay, so he's also just bringing down Rashi's pshat, Rashi's first pshat, that the reason is that chumim, the malach of going chutzat chum, it's not such a strong iser, therefore it's enough to have born into house for only the person was brought for, and not for the other people. Omar Rabba bar Rapuna. Omar Rav. Ha soichar amas hamayim mi erev yomtiv. If somebody stops the flow of water on erev yomtiv. Ha soichar means you stop a flow of water. Rashi soismo shlo yichnesu boy dogim mi bachutz. There is that no new fish could come into this pond. Let's say you have like a flowing water, so you stop the new entrance of the water. That new fish cannot come in mishach teshach. V'yes elo hichin v'izmin. Mashenken, the fish that are already in this pond, you are making before yomtiv. Are they maisa zeh? But this is a maisa preparing the fish in there. You have a flow, a steady flow of water coming into a pond. So before yomtiv, you stop the flow. You mean to say you don't want new fish to come in? You only want this fish that are here. I'm be making. I'm saying I'm going to use it tomorrow. So here it's not muksa. So ha'soich ramasamayim erev yomtiv ulamocha tomorrow hishkim amotza badogim. You find fish there mutarim. You're allowed to use these fish right now. It's called mukhin. You prepared before yomtiv. Omer Rav Chizda midivir Rabbeinu Nilmat from our Rebbe. We can learn out that chayo shekoron of a pardes. If you have a chaya deer, that shekorna made a nest in a paradise, trasha paradise means mokim amishtamer, in an orchard, a place that's watched. V'yein havlad yoytzei, shein a yochel of loyach, he can't run away, v'kal letzod, you can catch him very easily, v'yein a tzorach zimun, you don't have to prepare him. To ahochom evnei shoy yisoysma, v'yein a cholom lotzeis korola mechonim. That's tavimina. And the chiddush is now, if you have chayish according to the paradise, according to the mitzvah means a young animal that was just born, that shekorin though still like it's in his nest, still a sleeping place, in a watched place. So since it's a watched place, it's still like it's already caught already, so it's called mukh, it's called prepared before Yom Tov. So the din would be, ain't it tzarech zimun? You will not have to prepare before Yom Tov to say beferish, you want to use this animal. Even though stamos are a wild animal, you're not allowed to take on Yom Tov, because it's muksa. You didn't have prepared before Yom Tov. It's only domestic animals, or you made a maisa achrona. Here it's a wild animal, but we say, since before Yom Tov, this wild animal came into your orchard,
and it made a little small place to live there, it's considered court already, and it's also considered muchin. The Avimina is, like Rashi says from the Gemara before, from Soichem Mesamayim, that what's the Omailu there is that you stop new fish from coming in, so the old fish is like there caught already, so since it's caught already, by itself it's called muchin. Omer Rav Nachman said, no for chavrin b'ravavosa. Our chavrin, what he wants to say right now, he's a big machlokes what you're saying. The Rashi, nos lechavrin, Rav Nachman b'ravosa, nichnas roishu l'machlokes g'doylis. Rav Chizda put his head into a big machlokes. Sheyabru ola b'zois. A lot of people argue on him. And later at the end, we'll come out to see what the machlokes is. Exactly why we argue on him. But the chura, the argument is, there's no raya from the first halacha. Because here, like Rashi said, that's called doing an action. You're going Erev Yom Tov and you're stopping the flow of the water. So since you're doing this action of stopping the flow of the water, that's a maisa to show that the fish in the pond you want to use on Yom Tov. Like, what's the purpose of stopping the flow? That you don't want it to be off so that maybe new fish will come in on Yom Tov and those fish are muksa. You want to stop the flow of fish. So it's a maisa of doing, showing that you want to use these fish here. That's called muchin. Mashenkin here, where you have stam achaya, a wild animal, that stam by itself picked itself up, a young deer, and planted itself in your orchard, and you didn't know about it before Yom Tov. So even though it's like caught there, it's in a mishtumadika place, and it's a young one, but you didn't know about it yet, it's not mukhin, it's not called prepared. So that's the kasher on him. But call upon him, he himself learned out from our din that it's mutter. Satmar says, Hosnur says right away, Hosum loy covid meiser. Over here by the deer, chaya, you didn't do any mice any action to show that you want to use it. Hocha covid meiser. Vashenka, the mice before, Rav Huna, Omar Rav, there was Hasrech Emesamayim, you did an action of stopping the flow of water. So you did an action that shows you want to be making to use it for Yom Tov, therefore the fish are not called Muksa. Fred Gemara, for loy boy Izimun, it's like, how could you even say your din? That a chayah, shekoron of a paradis, you want to say it's mutter to use on Yom Tov. You don't have to make zimun, you don't have to prepare it. For your tanya, we learned like this. Chayah, shekoron of a paradis. True, you have a chayah, young animal, young deer, shekoron of a paradis that made a little, like, I don't know, nest there, whatever you call it, a small place to live there in the paradise, in an orchard. Srichol is amen, clearly. You have to make hazmona, you have to prepare it before Yom Tov to say you want to use it. As if you stand, wake up Yom Tov in the morning and see you have a young deer living in your orchard, it's also, because before Yom Tov was a wild animal, there's no, it's muksa. If you want to use it, you have to lezamen, you have to prepare it beforehand. Vetzipa dror, sarech likshar bichnafer. If you have a wild bird that you want to use on Yom Tov, how do you make hachon, how do you prepare it? You have to tie up its wings. Lekasher bechnafer. That's the way it's called muchin. Shrashi v'tzipa dror. Shezimna mebojoyim. You caught it mebojoyim. Mebojoyim tzorach likshav bechnafer liya simen lo. You have to tie like around its wings to make a simen. This is the one you caught. Kadesh to tzchalef b'ima. That you should not be mistaken with its mother. Now v'zu edus she'idu mipi shmayiv avtalion. This is the native say over the name of Shmayiv Atalvian. So the Chura, you see what? That even a chaya, shekoron of a paradis, a young chaya, even though it's living now in your paradis, in your orchard, still tzarech lezamin. So it's not like you wanted to say before. That's not what Rav Huna said. Before Omer Rav Bar Rav Huna said that Medivu Rabbeinu Nilmad, that chaya, shekoron of a paradis, is ein tzarech zimun. You don't have to have zimun. And here it says clearly, even a chaya, shekoron of a paradis, you do have to have zimun. So tiyufta it's a stira. So good, Svachurba coming out that you do have to have zimun, and there's no raya from the first memory of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, because over there you did an action. When you closed up the water, the flow of the water, that was doing an action to make an amaisachona. But over here where you didn't do any action, no hazmona, this chaya, shekorna, even though it's a young chaya, that's like kamat captured already. But since you did not know about it, it's still a wild animal, it's not called muchin, it's muksa. For the Gemara Mi Boy Yizimun, is it true that you have to do a Maisaz Mona? You have to prepare. You've got to prepare it before Yom Tov. For Tanya, we learned Omer Rav Shimon Ben Elaza Moedim Beisham Beisilo Al Shezminon Betoicha Kan. That if you made Hazmon, you prepared the birds out inside the cage, inside the Kan. Umot Lufnei Kan, and then you came Yom Tov and you found the birds nothing doing, nothing inside. You only found it outside. Shasurim. You're not allowed to eat these birds because these are birds that are not, that are muksa, were not prepared before.
Now the medrash mamurim, when do we say this halacha? B'yonei shayvich. Only b'yonim, but the pigeons of the shayvich. B'yonei aliyah, or pigeons of the aliyah. Utziporim shekornu betfichim. Or else, utziporim, or else birds shekornu betfichim abira, that made the nest on top of the migdol, on top of the bira. These type of birds, we say, if you prepared them inside the nest, and then on Yom Tov you found them outside the nest, these are not the same birds, and these birds are muksi, you're not allowed to use them on Yom Tov. Avobot, avozm if you have geese, but tanagodlim if you have hens, v'yonei hadrisoyis, you have these pigeons, from hadrisoyis, v'cha yoshekoron of a pardes, if you have a nice young deer that made its living places in your pardes, in your orchard, mutarim, you're allowed to use it on Yom Tov. You don't have to make hazmona, so it's a stira. Here it says clearly that this young chaya, since it's come out like caught already, it's living in your orchard, it's a mokah mishtumah mishumar, it's called already muchin, you don't have to make hazmona. So caught the stira, before we said you do have to, from Edis or Shemayiv Avtalion, and now we're saying you don't have to.
V'tzipa dror, tzricha lekashe b'chnafeyom, k'desh lo tizkalef b'ima. That you have to tie up its wings in order not to mistaken it for its mother. V'yamakushorim, v'yamenunoyim, v'boyrus uvavatim. Let's say you have tied up already. Uvamenunoyim. Meyesmo l'shem zimin v'umakirin. Uvamenunoyim means the ones that we had before. If you want to use birds before on Yom Tov, you have to pick them up before Yom Tov and mananei them. You have to shake them. If you pick them up and shake them, like you made up your mind, this is the ones you're going to use, in a case, like not by yonim, in the case that your own birds that you could tell, you won't make a mistake in them. As long as you picked them up before, and you shook them before Yom Tov, so you made up your mind, these are the ones you're going to use on Yom Tov, and why it's called Muchin. The boyrois or the batim, whether in the boyrois or batim, trashi b'chol mokim sheinim mechuber. As long as it's not mechuber. As Rashi has the girsa of a batim of a boris, of a sichin of a morris, is mutarim. Rashi b'yomtiv, you're allowed to use these on yomtiv. Uvilones asurim. Mashenkin, if the birds are on top of the tree, then it's osur. Why? Shema yala v'yitlash. Like you can't climb up the tree, or you can't take the birds off the tree, because we're afraid maybe you go up, and when you're going up the tree, you'll be told to pick off a branch. V'yamukushar v'yamunonoyim v'chol mokim asurim mishum gezel. Mashenkin, if you see a bird that has a simon on it, it was makushar, it has a tied up its wings, on the Nayim, you could tell clearly it was shaken before, so you should know the Bailam owns it, and if you steal it, there's an Issagazl on it. Shrashi, on the Tsoyim B'chomokim, you find it any place. Ask B'chodasurim, even in the middle of the weekday, is telling you Lachit Sosurim. L'moitzim, the people that find it. Mishum Gazl. Sharishan Shekoshran, Oidenayon, Konam B'yagbosan. The first one that came and picked up this bird, or else tied up its wings, you should know he was Kainerit. Shehefka Nikna Babo. A regular bird of what is Hefka? But when the first person came and picked it up and tied it up, he did a ma'isa. So by him picking it up, it's called the kinyan hakbur. Since as I think Allah is nisigezel, but I call upon him, we have a stira though. Here the brisa says that a chayish is according to the paradise. If you have your young deer that moved in to live in your paradise, it's mutter to you. It's not muksa. And before we said it's also amir avnachmin lekasha ha bo ha b'ima. One is with it. Trashi bo means the vlad. The young deer, the young chaya, that type is called quarter ready, that's muchin, that doesn't need azmona. Shen yichol levroyach, because it can't run away. Vedaiti olei, because a person has das, like anything that's in your possession that you could use, you have das to use. So nicely before Yom Tov, this deer moved into your property ready, and it's a nice young one that can't run away, therefore it's called muchin. Avol imo, she gedoyla tzricha zimun. Mashenka, the mother that could run away from you, you can't get it so easy, there you have to do a maistaz mona. For the Gemara, ima, a mother deer, beziman sagilo, is it enough just to say before Yom Tov, if you want to use it, beziman, just to say, that deer I want to use. For the Gemara, tzidam al yisaboy, to get a deer, you have to capture him. A deer is wild, it runs away. So it's not enough just the mother deer that you see him in the orchard saying, yeah, this deer I want to use. That's that good al muksa. Maybe it'll go away, but the Yisra Muksa can't go away. Because the mice, you can't go take it. Because by capturing it, you have to do a mice at Seder. It's also to capture it on Yom Tov. So, why is it also to use?
Elom Rav still a stira. Like, what are you telling me now? One's talking about a smother, and it's also because it's not muchin. It's stronger than that. There's an issa midraisa of tzeida, like some shittis. Or midraabon, there's an issa tzeida akoponim. Elom Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. No, both brides are talking about the young deer itself. Ho begina hasmuch liir, ho begina shen smucha. It depends if the garden, the paradise is near the city or not near the city. So Rashi says, besmuch liir means your day above a dait yoleil. That's what Rashi learns. If it's near the city, so Mestama, you checked it out and looked at it before Yomtiv. If you checked it out, you realized that it was there before Yomtiv, and you had das on it. Like, it's catchable, like we say now. There's no way it's Seder. Because since it's a young deer, you could cop it in one dish. It's not called Seder. Elamai, so you could get it. So Mela, if you noticed that it was there before Yomtiv, for sure you had an das to use it on Yomtiv, that's called Zimun. There's no way it's Seder. There's no way it's a Muktzah, that's Mutter. Mashenkin, if it's not Somach Liyir, your paradise, your orchard, is outside in the field someplace. So the pshat is that you didn't know about it before Yomtiv was there. So therefore it's Muktzah. Because something you don't know, you don't have das on it. Even though attack is called, it's called sayed already, it's called captured already, because it's in your fields already, and it can't run away from you, so it's called captured, but our co-part of the yisra muksa you don't have, you have, because it wasn't mukh, you didn't prepare before yomtiv, since you didn't know about it. So kids, that's a terrace to the sphere. One bryce is it's so much liir, so Rashi learns, if you do, you know about it, and the other one, you don't know about it. Right. Behema misukenis. If you have an animal that's about to die, it's misukin, lo yishrit. You're not allowed to shecht it. Alim came yeshoyis biyoim, lechem imeno kizayis tli. In other words, when you want to shecht an animal, usually, your purpose is to eat it. But here there's another purpose involved. The animal's about to die. If it dies without a shechita, it's going to be in a vela, you can't have anything with it. So maybe you want a chaper rein fast to make a shechita. We're talking about misukenis, means it has a heart condition, but it's not a treifa. It doesn't have one of the yudches treifas here. A heart condition is not a treifa. So mainly you're afraid it's going to die soon, so you want to make a shechita fast. Now, if your only purpose is to make a shechita now to save the animal, to be matarit, and you leave it first tomorrow, that's also to do on yontif. On yontif, you can only make a shechita if you want to eat from the animal today. So therefore, if it's late in the afternoon on yontif, if you have enough time yet to make a shechita, and to get the meat, and to make a tzli, and eat it kazayis, then it's mutter. But shechita, there's not enough time, even though there's enough time just to make the shechita, that's also. Because it's called, you're doing a shechita l'shem mochor, that's also. We have a key behind there. Afilu kizayis chayim ebeisif tchichoso. Even if you don't have enough time to roast the meat, if you only have enough time to eat the kizayis of raw meat, mashm is edible, from the beis tchichoso, from the place of the shechita, it's soft meat there, if you can eat it raw, it's also called being done l'shem yomtiv. Shechta basod, let's say you shechta down the fields. You can't carry it into the city with a moit, with a string, with a staff that used to have two people holding the staffs on the shoulders, and the animal will be hanging in the middle. That's also to do on Yomtiv. Abu maybe biyodoy evorm evorm. To carry in pieces by pieces, that's mutter. So we'll see in the Gemara, Rashi says, Meshum diav shemilsi or mezalz biyomtiv. It's a big tumult, a mezalz zilzal in Yomtiv to do something like that. To have two people holding a stick and hanging in the middle. So Asmara says, the Av Shemilsa, it's not nice. But Shankin, to carry pieces, that's mutter. Alright, we'll go through this in the Gemara tomorrow. We'll see all these protim here. Stop here.